AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Expected in court this hour, Dylan Roof, the white suspect in the killings of 9 black church members in Charleston, South Carolina last month. This is a routine hearing, but our Bruce Smith, who was there, says one of the issues that will be addressed is whether witness statements and coroner reports can be released to the media.
The judge in the case has, at least temporarily, blocked their release, saying it could affect Roof's ability to receive a fair trial. The position of the media is that the best way to ensure a fair trial is done during the selection of the jury and not by blocking the release of documents to the public.
President Obama visits a prison in Oklahoma next hour to continue his push for a justice system he says will be more fair and prisons that won't be dangerous and cruel, he says.
I'm going to shine a spotlight on this issue because while the people in our prisons have made some mistakes and sometimes big mistakes, they are also Americans.
Last night, somebody pointed lasers at 11 passenger jets flying over New Jersey. That is a federal crime because it can temporarily blind the pilots. The FAA is investigating. Uber has now overtaken taxis as the preferred way to travel for business travelers in New York City. This from a new survey that looks at the 3 months ending in June. European markets are up and the Dow is up as well after Greece's parliament approved pension reforms, tax increases, and other measures demanded by European creditors. And just into his moments ago, word that the EU has now agreed on a short-term loan for Greece. The Dow is up 35 points. This is AP Radio News. Caitlyn Jenner accepted the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at ESPN's ESPY Awards last night in Los Angeles. She asked for acceptance for those who are transgender.
If you want to call me names, make jokes, doubt my intentions, go ahead. Because the reality is, I can take it. But for the thousands of kids out there coming to terms with being true to who they are, they shouldn't have to take it.
Caitlyn Jenner got a standing ovation, and then Evander Holyfield, the former boxing champ, was asked what he thought.
Keep my opinion to myself and be at peace, you know. I just know it as Bruce Jenner, and I just try to leave it at that.
He was in the audience last night. 2 Cleveland police officers have been disciplined for failing to thoroughly check the background of a white rookie patrolman who shot and killed a 12-year-old black boy holding a pellet gun. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.